Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. On Madtown's 93.1.
Champs.
Tommy Chong recently turned 85. It's amazing.
He can remember every strain of pot he's ever smoked, but he can't find his glasses when they're on top of his head.
Jude Law covered himself in blood, feces, and sweat for a role in his latest movie.
Be sure to see Jude Law in the Post Malone story.
The trailer just came out for the musical version of The Color Purple.
Tucker Carlson says he's not interested because that's not how white people sing.
Jay-Z and Beyonce bought a $200 million Malibu home.
It has 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, and an elevator that Jay-Z hopes Solange never finds.
Beyonce's dad said he'd like to see one last Destiny's Child album.
And so would Kelly Rowland and Michelle Williams.
Kyrie Irving is reportedly ready to join the Lakers.
Kind of surprising since he's a flat earther and L.A. is dangerously close to the edge.
A new study at UCLA says pot doesn't carry the same risks of COPD or lung cancer as tobacco.
And when they heard, millions of pot smokers started celebrating, then quickly forgot why.
The survey found that constantly checking your phone is one of the worst things you can do on a first date.
Especially if you're checking Tinder.
71% of adults think it's rude to come into the office when you're sick.
Not me, though. I've always been taught that it's rude not to share.
Amazon boss Jeff Bezos just proposed to his girlfriend, Lauren Sanchez.
Evidently, they're planning a fall divorce.
92% of all reported UFO sightings take place in the United States.
It would be 100%, but 8% of space aliens are afraid of gun violence.
New York City is sinking beneath the weight of the skyscrapers.
Although, it doesn't help it has an entire football team of giants.
A man crashed his U-Haul into a barrier at the White House.
In other words, President Biden traded in his bike for a truck rental.
A man crashed a U-Haul with a Nazi flag into the White House barriers.
In response, President Biden said there's no way he's gonna help that guy move.
A surfer was attacked by a shark off Jersey Shore.
She fought back by stabbing it in the eye with her press-on nails.
Not headline news. With DJ Fusion. Weekdays just after 5:30. On Madtown's 93.1. Jams.